Thomas Scott closed the pages of the Death Watch journal and placed the pen alongside it with a sigh before rubbing his hands across his eyes. He had written that the prisoner had been subdued but eaten well. He had asked for sugar in his tea, which was a first, his reasoning being that he would never get the chance otherwise, unless sugar was provided in the afterlife. What Thomas Scott didn't say in the course of that day's entry was that the prisoner, William Telfer, had then gone on to talk about hell, wondering if there'd be tea served there or sugar to go in it. "Only for those who don't like it," Scott had responded. "And what makes you think you're going to hell anyway, Bill? Aren't you always telling me you're innocent?" Telfer had stared up at the jailer then, his eyes like blue marbles. "Innocent of her murder, Thomas. But I've done enough bad things in my life to see me descend in that lift when the time comes." They'd known one another for a few weeks now. A crew of seasoned prison officers took shifts watching over the condemned to make sure he didn't do anything reckless prior to the ordained moment. Scott hadn't attended the actual trial until the final day, flanking Telfer with another warder as the jury's verdict was announced. Guilty, of course. That was when you had to be on your toes. Scott had known prisoners try to hurl themselves at judge, jury or prosecuting counsel. He'd known them start to scream abuse and threats, or fall to the floor in a faint, or some kind of seizure as if possessed. William Telfer, however, had merely shaken his head, staring at the floor as if disappointed in the whole court and its machinery. He had turned to look at Scott, or at least at the uniform the warder was wearing.
"Justice, eh? They call it justice."
"That they do," Scott had muttered in response, earning a stern look from his colleague. But soon their attention was back on the judge, who was holding the traditional tricorn hat above his head as he sentenced William Telfer to death by hanging, using the words which always made the hair on Thomas Scott's neck prickle. "This is pronounced for doom." Then it was back to the van, past the baying crowd, some of whom Scott recognised from the public gallery earlier, and from the van to the prison at Sochton, where Telfer was led not to his old cramped cell, but to the more spacious suite of rooms not far from the hanging shed, there to wait out his days until execution. On that first evening, Telfer had seemed almost giddy, voicing his opinion that the death penalty was certain to be done away with, maybe in time to save his neck. And then, the question that always came at some point in this awkward relationship, "Do you believe in God?" To which the jailer had given his stock response, "I don't get into that sort of thing."
"Then what are we supposed to talk about?"
"Anything you like, William."
"My name's Bill. Call me Bill. And do I call you Mr. Scott?"
A pause. "Or Thomas?" "Thomas is fine."
"Will I be seeing you on Sunday mornings, Thomas, or is there somewhere else you need to be? The chapel, maybe?"
Asked with a smile and a glint in the eye. "Wait and see, Bill. Wait and see." And so their conversations had begun, and eventually Scott had confessed himself a heathen, though he'd attended church as a boy, but that had been 2 decades back, in wartime. Had the war been to blame for his waning faith? Maybe it had. So many fathers hadn't returned, his own included.
"I saw service," Telfer told him. "Army. France and Italy. Saw things you'd hardly credit."
But it was 1962 now. The world had changed. There was television and atomic power and Cliff Richard. Scott had met his wife while listening to records in an electrical shop on Lothian Road. She'd been waiting for him to leave the booth so she could play her own choice. Something about the smile she'd given him had caused him to linger outside, earning him another smile when she emerged. In the cafe, she'd told him they were at school together. She'd been in the year below him, her friends all too aware of him and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?